Milroy the Magician by Paul Theroux. For Sheila. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. Ezekiel 3:2. What he liked best was taking things apart, even books, even the Bible. He said the Bible was like an owner's guide, a repair manual to an unfinished invention. He also said that the Bible was a wilderness. It was one of Father's theories that there were parts of the Bible that no one had ever read, just as there were parts of the world where no one had ever set foot. Charlie Fox. Part 1, County Fair. 1. I was supposed to meet my father at the Barnstable County Fair, and in a way I did, though he was not data. And I hated riding that awful bus from Mashpee to the fairground, though I did not have to take it back. How was I to know that it was my own day one, and that it would end in magic, after that morning had been so wicked? I had walked from Gaga's in Marston Mills to Mashpee, where Dada was living with Vera, his Wampanoag woman, and when I got there he was blackout drunk, and she was gone. I looked at Dada lying on the floor and made sure he was not dead. He was usually drunk on his day off, but he had promised to be at the fair today. It was 9 o'clock on a hot Saturday morning in July. The bus shook and farted on the broken road. I sat on the back seat so nervous I sucked my thumb the whole way. Milroy was the magician at the fair, famous for making an elephant disappear in a box on stage. I had seen him once with Dada and not forgotten. He had invited a small girl from the audience and turned her into a glass of milk and drank her. Cheeker.